Hello, this is Charles Carroll with the BBC News. The woman who will be Britain's next Prime Minister has promised to make the country's exit from the European Union a success, despite backing the Remain campaign in last month's referendum. Theresa May, who's currently Home Secretary, was confirmed as the new Conservative Party leader after her sole remaining rival, Andrea Leadsom, withdrew from the contest. Norman Smith reports.
Although Theresa May was the clear favourite to succeed David Cameron, even she probably never anticipated events would move quite so swiftly. Instead of taking over in September, Mrs. May will now become Prime Minister on Wednesday evening. A rapid handover that became almost inevitable as soon as Mrs. Leadsom announced her decision to quit. This afternoon, at a meeting of Conservative MPs, Mrs. May was officially confirmed as the new leader of the Conservative Party.
Both sides involved in the latest outbreak of violence in South Sudan have declared a ceasefire after days of fighting in the capital Juba left hundreds dead. The fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and those commanded by his long-standing rival, the Vice President Riek Machar, has been threatening to undermine a peace deal signed last year to end 2 years of civil war. The UN Secretary-General, Ban Ki-moon, said a variety of measures could be taken to contain the violence.
Impose an immediate arms embargo on South Sudan. Second, enact additional targeted sanctions on leaders and commanders blocking the implementation of the agreement. Third, fortify the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS. We desperately need attack helicopters and other material to fulfill our mandate to protect civilians.
The Venezuelan government has said that it will seize a factory belonging to the U.S. hygiene products company Kimberly-Clark after it announced that it could no longer operate in the country. Our America's editor, Candice Peart, reports.
The Labour Minister, Osvaldo Vera, said the closure of the factory was illegal and he was seeking to restart production at the request of almost 1,000 workers. Kimberly-Clark is the latest multinational to close or scale back operations in the country. The company cited strict currency controls, a lack of primary materials, and soaring inflation. A growing opposition blames President Nicolas Maduro of wrecking the oil-rich economy and is seeking a referendum to remove him.
The police chief in the U.S. city of Dallas has said that Texas state laws, which allow civilians to carry firearms openly, are causing a problem for law enforcement. David Brown was speaking following the fatal shooting of 5 police officers last week by a former Army reservist. He said officers who saw people carrying rifles initially believed they were under attack by multiple shooters. World News from the BBC. Police in the U.S. state of Michigan say a gunman who opened fire in a courthouse was a prisoner who stole a gun from a law enforcement officer. The man killed 2 bailiffs and injured a civilian and a sheriff's deputy. He was then shot dead by officers. The Israeli parliament has passed controversial legislation that requires non-governmental organizations to give details of overseas donations if more than half their funding comes from foreign governments or institutions. Opponents of the bill say it's discriminatory and aimed at curbing funds flowing to Palestinian causes from sources such as the European Union. Its sponsor, the far-right Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked, calls it a transparency bill.
In Israel in general, we are not interfering in politics of other countries, and I expect countries will respect Israel and will try to influence on Israel in a diplomatic path and not by funding millions of dollars or euros to NGOs that usually tries to promote their views.
Private money going to Jewish bodies supporting settlements on occupied land is not covered by the legislation. Archaeologists have found evidence of ancient stone tools used by monkeys in Brazil. The discovery is the latest example of non-human tool use in numerous species, from apes to crows. Victoria Gill reports.
A determined monkey brings a fist-sized stone down onto a fresh cashew nut. This is from footage captured by the researchers in Brazil, in the national park where they unearthed evidence that the Capuchin monkeys here have lived in their own Stone Age for at least 700 years. The scientists found stone hammers stained with centuries-old cashew nut liquid buried beneath the trees where these dexterous primates still practice their very effective nut-cracking technique. The discovery dates the behaviour to long before Europeans arrived in the New World.
BBC News.